very happy to be joined once again by the superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, here on the School News Podcast here on MPS Voices and Jazz 88. Dr. Sales Adams, good to see you again, as always. We always appreciate the time. Holiday season here at MPS and a lot of busy times for everyone here at the district, certainly busy for you as well. So let's get right into things. Last time I saw you was just the day before we're recording this at the central office staff meeting for the month of December. And you talked about the school transformation engagement meetings. Can you go into a little bit of detail about that as well?
Yeah, well, man, it's good to see you again as well. So we have been hosting a variety of community engagement meetings across the city. It is important that our community members weigh in as we talk about the future of our district. So these meetings, we are covering two items. We're giving an overview of our budget forecast, where we are with our budget at the moment, and then we're talking about transformation. So we've had, and really what transformation is focused on, are the experiences that we want our students to have into the future. So it's an opportunity to come and get an update about the budget, but then our community members who come actually engage in dialogue and discussion. They've gone very well, we've gotten good feedback. So far we've had six meetings this month, and we had a session earlier this week at Edison that had really good conversation as well. There is still time for people to make their voice heard if they'd like to do it in person. Our last community meeting will be January 14th at Camden High School from 6:30 to 8. We encourage as many people to come as possible. In the event that you come, this is what you'll experience. You'll get an overview of the budget by our senior finance officer, Ibrahima Diop. But then you'll be broken down into four different groups, depending on which category you match with. So there's a conversation for current caregivers. There's a conversation for current students. There's also a conversation with community partners. And then there's also a conversation happening with staff. So we would love for people to participate. But we also have a survey that we are asking our community members, parents to fill out. And it's the same dialogue and conversation that you would have if you come in person. So if you'd like, if you could go to our website, npsschools.org, and search school transformation, all of that information is there.
Fantastic. And of course, that next meeting on January 14th. We have an elementary principal of the year to acknowledge as well. Why don't you share a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so we are super excited for Armitage Elementary School Principal Steve Serrell. So he just received a very important honor, and it's from the Minnesota Elementary School Principals Association, and they have named Steve Serrell the Minneapolis Division Leadership Award winner. So we're super excited about that. And this award recognizes principals who've gone above and beyond to support and strengthen school leadership in their region. And let me share what the association said about Steve. They said that Steve Serrell exemplifies what it means to lead with purpose, compassion, and vision. And he's a powerful force for positive change in Minnesota education. So we want to say a special congratulations to Principal Serrell.
Absolutely. And congratulations from us here at MPS Voices and Jazz 88 to our Principal Serrell on that wonderful, wonderful honor. Another award to acknowledge as well is the MNIAAA Merit Award, and that goes to District Athletic Director Tony Fisher, correct?
Yeah, so I would say what that acronym stands for. So it's the Minnesota Interscholastic Activities Administrator Association. So they have awarded that to our athletic director, Tony Fisher, for 2026. And this is what they said about Director Fisher. This honor is a testimony to Tony's outstanding leadership, unwavering commitment to educational athletics, and the positive impact he's made on students, coaches, and the community. So a special congratulations to Director Fisher as well.
Awesome. Congratulations from us here as well for that. We are talking with Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, the superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools for our listening audience. And we thank those of you who are watching this on YouTube as well under our MPS Voices YouTube channel. So Dr. Sales Adams, really cool opportunity for some MPS students to be a part of the Winter Wonderland at Mall of America. Can you share more about that?
Yeah, so let me first start with the schools that got to participate. So City View Elementary, Hmong International Academy, Denny Lynn Elementary School, and Pratt Elementary School. So those students and families had an opportunity to go last Sunday to the Mall of America, where the nonprofit Be the Change actually shut down the whole mall for those four schools, those families, and they got to spend the morning and afternoon at Nickelodeon Universe, and it was transformed into a holiday celebration. I've actually had a chance to go three times. It is amazing to see the fun that our families have, but they get this is what happened. They had a free day of rides, food, games, and gifts for students and families. Tons of fun, tons of laughter. So a special thank you to Be the Change Minnesota.
That is an amazing experience for those students, and what an honor for them. I'm sure that was pretty exciting for them to experience. A couple more items for Superintendent Dr. Lisa Sales Adams here on the School News Podcast. Minneapolis Roosevelt, their annual Operation Holiday Basket is once again happening, and why don't you share a little bit more about what's going on with them this year?
So this is the 55th year for Operation Holiday Basket. And to date, the Teddies have fed more than 14,000 families over the holidays. And Operation Holiday Basket is a rich tradition which involves everyone in the Roosevelt High School community. And what happens is our classrooms have a competition to see who can bring in the most non-perishable goods and money. But if you were to go to Roosevelt as they get ready for Operation Holiday Basket, what you would see would be the gym full of students that are kind of working in an assembly line fashion. So they have all these baskets already together where they have filled them with the non-perishables. But this is where it gets pretty fun. So the students and volunteers will kind of line up around the perimeter of the gym, and they'll have gloves on, they'll have coats on, because what happens is that the truck that has the turkeys, they will deliver the turkeys, and they bring them in one by one. So just imagine being in line, and each person is passing that turkey along till they put it in the basket. So the students continue to fill those baskets. It's a great tradition. I actually got a chance to meet the founder last year, and he has several students that have, over the 55 years, that have come to volunteer, and he still calls them his kids. So it's a really nice, wonderful tradition for a Roosevelt community.
Absolutely. I think it's beautiful. I've talked to students in the past over there at Roosevelt who have participated in it. And like you said, it's just a remarkable tradition, 55 years strong now for that. And congratulations to everyone over there at Roosevelt High School for 55 years of Operation Holiday Basket. And here's the 55 more for that. And lastly for you, Dr. Sales Adams, winter break. It is the holiday season. That means winter break is coming up. And of course, a happy holidays to everyone at MPS and MPS community. But why don't you share some important dates for people to remember as we get deeper into this holiday season?
Sure. So here are the important dates to remember. So there will be no school Monday, December 22nd through Friday, January 26th. And guess what? We want all of our students to come back super ready for school on January 5th. But I would love to extend my gratitude, and I hope that people really take time to recharge, to spend time with family, and I hope that they have a healthy and happy New Year.
Awesome. Well, I wish the same for you as well. I'm hoping you get a chance to spend a lot of time with your family during this holiday season. We always appreciate these conversations with you every month. And have a happy holiday break. And we'll talk to you again next month.
You too.
All right. That is Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, the Superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, joining us here on the School News Podcast.